Once again, we're in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel. So we started Aleph Yaseh, page 292. So we were talking about the three steps that one takes back at the conclusion of Shmoneh Esrei, how that is done. And at the end, we discussed the various reasons. We discussed the reason the Mishnah Berurah says for the reason for specifically why three steps, because of Nebuchadnezzar. Then we also saw the Aruch HaShulchan about the two other reasons, Moshe Rabbeinu going through the three levels of Choshech, Anan, and Arafel. Or the third reason is because of Kohen, when he finishes his Avodah, would take three steps back. We discussed that yesterday. So that brings us to Beis. So the Machaber says, B'makam shekalo gimel psios, yamod, where at the spot where your three steps concludes, that spot where you finish, land on the three, after the three steps, you should stand there. Falo yatzor l'makamo, ad she'agi ashas l'kedusha. You shouldn't go back to where you originally were until the chazan begins kedusha. Olafachos ad she'agi shliach tzibur l'ispal v'koram. Chaber says the second idea would be at least you should stay in that place until the chazan begins Shmoneh Esrei, not until it gets to Kedusha. Preferably, you should stay there until Kedusha. But if not, for whatever reason, so you could take the three steps back to where you originally were, or you could go back to where you originally were, as long as the Chazan began Kedusha. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason. The reason is because if you go back right away, it's like a Talmud who's leaving his Rebbe, and he goes back, and then he gets come back right away. So it looks like, you know, like, well, what are we doing here? It's like a game, you know, like, you know, if you're leaving, you leave in a respectful way, and you take leave, as we said before. It's like, you know, you're going back and forth, you come and you're going, dude, right? So it shows a lack of appreciation. So, again, this is an important halacha because one of the girls in Beis Yaakov told me when I used to teach there, this is what some people call the bunny hop, right? You take three steps back, and then you see people go back, right? And then the bunny hop, right? So again, we see that you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to immediately go back. So again, according to the Mechaber, you're supposed to wait till the Chazan gets to Kedusha. Or at least until it begins Shmoneh Esrei. I know what your question is. How about if you're not with them? So again, we're not talking, you assume everybody comes to Minyan, right? But we'll see that in a second. The Ramah says, "Vashatz yamod kedei hiluch dalad amos." Kodem shiachar, next page. Kodem shiachar l'makom shi'lispalo b'kol ram. So the first question is, okay, that's all fine and good if you're one of the people in the crowd. How about if you're the chazan? So the halacha said you have to wait till when the chazan starts kedusha or when the chazan starts Shmoneh Esrei. How about if you're the chazan? So then what do you do? What does the chazan do? So we saw this idea before. So then you should wait, the chazan should wait the amount of time it takes for him to walk 4 amos. Not too long, 8 feet. Depends on how fast you are. Right? So in other words, you should wait in the back position for that amount of time, the amount of time it would take for him to walk 4 amos. Again, not long. And then, again, assuming he looks around, which we're going to get to in a second, and sees everybody, so then he could go back and start the Chazar Shashatz. The Ramah continues, V'chein Yachid HaMispalo. Oh, but if you're not davening with a minyan, so he took the three steps out, now what? There's no Kedusha, there's no Chazan. So what's going on? Yama b'makam shekalu p'siyosov, he should wait at that point where he finished stepping back. Keshir zeh kom shi'akson l'makam. He should wait that amount of time. What amount of time? The amount of time it takes to walk 4 amos. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that some disagree, that some say that if you're davening on your own without a minyan, you should wait the amount of time you guesstimate, as I like to say, that would take for the chazan to get to the kedusha. So in other words, I don't know, you visualize Myron or Yitzchak is standing there, and you know they're starting Baruch Atah, and it's going to take them, you know, I don't know, whatever amount of time it'll take for them to say the first two brachas and get to Kedusha. And you wait in the back position that amount of time. It's the other opinion the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Except, Mishnah Berurah says, that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The only exception to this would be a halach we learned before. That is, let's say you have to dive into Shmon Esrei's. Are you sick? And you miss one, right? So you're diving into Shmon Esrei's. So then you just wait the amount of time. You don't have to wait the amount of time it will take for the chazan to get to. But rather, you just wait Kedei Hiluk Dal Amos, and then you can start the second Shmon Esrei. And the Now, very interesting, Ramo. Yachid Shmis Palel B'tzibor. Let's say you're somebody you're diving with a minion. Most people don't know this. V'siyem Tefilasa Kol L'Shatz, and you finish Shmon Esrei. You're waiting, and the chazan's not starting yet. It happens. Aser lahakzir pano l'tzibor achi esam hashatz filaso. You shouldn't look back, shouldn't stare around, until the chazan finishes his Shmon Esrei. Mishnah Berurah says, a very interesting reason. The Mishnah Berurah says, because ki yigron b'zeh bitol kavan olam ispalim. That the first reason is because it bothers people. I don't know about you, it bothers me. I mean, I have less of a problem, I'm all the way in front. But maybe that's one of the few advantages. But people are self-conscious, right? So somebody's on, they're looking around. Right? You're talking about Shmon Esrei. It bothers people. So that's one reason. Second reason the Mishnah Berurah brings is because people think you skipped. How did he do that so fast? Speedy Gonzalez there. How do you, it must be he's using the abridged version, which we don't have. So therefore, you shouldn't stand around looking around if you finish before everyone else. Okay, there's a lot more stuff on this, and we'll get to that after Shabbos. But again, those are some very important ideas we see about the stepping backs. Okay.